Exclusive, Mark Wayne Mullen, Inflation Reduction Act will create dependency on communist-run countries like China for electric vehicles. By Robert Krajicek on August 22, 2022. China and Russia are the primary beneficiaries of the push for renewable energy, including ostensibly environmental components of the Inflation Reduction Act. Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. Mullen highlighted China's control of most of the world's existing extraction operations of rare earth minerals. If we go to 100% renewables, if we go to only electric vehicles and non-combustible motors, who benefits from that? Mullen asked rhetorically. It's China. Out of the five largest rare earth mineral deposits around the world, China controls four out of the five. The only one they don't control is the one in Ukraine that Russia is trying to control. Partisan Democrat and left-wing alignment with self-described environmentalist advocates, Mullen noted, includes policy prescriptions to artificially increase the cost of fossil fuels via legislation, regulatory fees, taxation, and assorted government decrees. Instead of being named the Inflation Reduction Act, it should be named Ox Green New Deal, Mullen stated. He added, we're just going to create dependency on communist-run countries, with Russia and with China, because the batteries and other products that are going to be required to be in an EV, electric vehicle. He continued, why would we increase our dependency on a country that we know is our biggest threat to the United States? No one's even debating that, right now. Even Joe Biden, in his state of mind, will admit that China is our largest threat to the United States, right now. This Inflation Reduction Act could be named China Infusion Act. Mullen noted that artificial bolstering of renewable energy sources via government-driven market manipulation undermines Oklahoma's fossil fuel industry by subsidizing its competitors. It creates a tremendous amount of uncertainty in Oklahoma's energy sector when you start subsidizing competitors to fossil fuel energy, and the competitors are renewable energy, Mullen remarked. Mullen, a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate to represent Oklahoma in a special election following Senator Jim Inhofe's ROK, forthcoming retirement, predicted a GOP Senate majority after November's elections. I believe we'll win Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, and I'm very confident that we're going to win at least two of those. But I think it's more likely we're going to win three of those. So that would put us at 53 seats, he predicted. Mullen said he thought Republicans would win U.S. Senate seats in either Washington, Colorado, Vermont, or New Hampshire. I think we're going to have a surprise in one of those, and that would put us at 54. He said, I don't see a path for the Democrats. Republicans hadn't done better than really 27-28% with independents for years now. And now they're trending at over 50% towards Republicans, Mullen said. So say we don't even make it 50%. But we pick up 40%, that 40% in these swing states means we're going to be able to win those. I'm a numbers guy, he concluded. Just following numbers, simple math, math doesn't lie. We're going win back the Senate. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.